July was a hot month for both the weather and the housing market. And if you want to see what happened, you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Sean Ryan, and welcome to the July 2023 housing market update brought to you by Blue Coast Realty. The month of July showed strong sales activity with 122 houses sold. The total dollar volume of sales rose significantly to around $70.6 million, indicating a robust state of the market. We saw an increase in new listings, as well as 236 new properties entered into the market, which is higher compared to the same period in 2022. Looking at inventory, we had an active listings of around 393 homes, meaning there are plenty of options for buyers in the market. The month of inventory remains stable at 3.2 months, virtually the same level as a year ago. This metric indicates that if no new homes were listed, it would take just over 3 months to sell all the existing inventory, indicating a balanced market. The average price of homes sold in July 2023 was $579,000. Compared to July 2022, the average price has seen an increase of 5.7%, reflecting the appreciation of home values in the region. Lastly, sale to list ratio for the period was 98.2%, a slight dip from previous year at 99.4%. This figure means that on average, homes sold just under their asking price. So that looks like a pretty active and balanced market to me, which is great. Let's dive deeper in individual areas in Lambton County to give you a more detailed insight into the local market conditions. Let's start with Point Edward. There's two active listings as of today, two properties sold with an average sale price of $450,000. And starting North End, we're gonna take that highway and we're gonna go north. There is 80 active listings, 8 properties conditionally sold, and 33 properties sold. The average price here was around $650,000, so slightly higher. Starting at South End, there's 64 active listings, 5 conditionally sold, and 39 properties sold with an average sale price of approximately $453,000. But in Bryce Grove, we got 15 active listings, 1 conditionally sold, 2 properties sold, and an average sale price of around $665,000. In Forest, 8 active listings, 3 conditionally sold properties, and 4 properties sold with an average sale price of $436,000. Plymouth, Wyoming, the whole area, we saw 73 active listings. A lot of those are new homes, 4 conditionally sold, and 6 properties sold. This area held a significantly higher average sale price of just over $1 million, probably because of a lot of the new home sales. Lambton Shores had 30 active listings, 3 conditionally sold, and 6 properties sold. The average sale price was around $550,000. In Warwick, there was 2 active listings, 1 property sold for around $450,000. Brook Alvinston, we had 6 active listings and 1 property sold for $370,000. So not very active right there. And in Skillen, there was 1 active listing, 1 conditionally sold property. And in Petroia, there are 15 active listings, 2 conditionally sold properties, and 5 properties sold. Average sale price there in Petroia was approximately $430,000. Dom Euphemia has 3 active listings and 1 property sold for $365,000. St. Clair Township as a whole, there's 32 active listings, 4 conditionally sold, and 16 properties sold, and the average sale price was nearly $690,000. And lastly, in Corunna, there's 12 active listings, 3 conditionally sold properties, and 11 properties sold, with an average sale price in this area was just above $600,000. So what's this mean for the market? We talked about months of inventory earlier at 3.2 months of inventory, and I want to break that down a bit more for you. 1 to 3 months is a seller's market, a very rapid market. 3 to 6 is a balanced market, and then 6+ is a buyer's market. So you can see we're very much just over that cusp of a seller's market and barely really into a balanced market. So which is, it's a very healthy market right now. What's this mean for Sarnia? We're seeing prices continue to rise, not at the rapid pace they were maybe last year, but things are still selling, especially that price range under 600,000. Very active. We're starting to see multiple offers again too, but not the kind of multiple offers we saw before. Maybe it's a couple thousand under, maybe it's kind of 1,000 under. So what this means for Sarnia and Lambton is the market remains healthy. It looks to remain strong, and it doesn't seem to be going anywhere in the near future. So thanks for watching. Please like and share. Reach out if you have any questions. Remember, put Sean on your lawn and welcome home to the Blue Coast.